Thanks for listening to D-Mac and I on the Drive. Derek Wolf here for Great Range Premium Bison, my choice for sustainable, delicious, and healthy meat. It's available at local grocery and club stores, or you can order online at Amazon.com. Learn more at GreatRangeBison.com.
Good luck, D'Amico. Hey, Israel, have a good one today.
That would be a Russ move.
I would be more surprised if he didn't do that.
I don't believe that, but it would not shock me if that actually was the case.
I would be shocked if he didn't do it.
Because all of those guys
could end up being his head coach. He wants to make sure.
Right, let me cast a wide
net. He's the guy who shook the hands of the Cowboys players before drills to butter him up.
Right.
Hey, do you think Jeff Duncan and Mark Maskey get together and just, you know, see and watch Colin Cowherd together and just to make sure what's going on?
Maskey's another one. So there's
what a joke that guy is.
Who's
that dude?
Mark Maskey?
What's he smoking? I mean, what's he thinking with that tweet?
I don't know. I don't.
What part of it do you think has some legs?
Well, I think that on both sides, I think often. Times that it's in the middle. And do you want to do the legal ID before you get out of here?
Wow.
KKFN and KKFN HD1 Long Island Denver.
I think everyone
talk about just having somebody have to give you a victory.
I mean,
right now you were Michael Malone and I was the Bucks. You just gave me the W. You just said
the loss.
I am so tired of doing the legal ID. I got to do a little load management and not do it today.
Schedule loss.
I don't feel good about that at all.
You shouldn't.
Yeah, that's a disaster.
Neither should the Bucks.
I think that
such a bad move.
I think there's a lot of spin going on.
What's your favorite spin?
My favorite spin was from Jeff Duncan this morning, who said, "Man, wait till you hear what I just learned. Can't tell you, but wow,
that was great.
It's like, thanks, Jeff.
That was great.
Real insightful.
I know some other people here in town that love that move. I knew it all along.
I was right.
I knew it.
Let me pin that tweet.
I couldn't say anything, but I knew it. I just want to let you know I knew it.
Here's the thing, and I am normally the one who does not buy most of what's coming out of Dove Valley and, you know, drinking the orange Kool-Aid. I don't buy this conflict with ownership at all.
No.
Hold on. Do you think that's just, like, literally out of thin air?
I think that's a guy who thought he was going to have multiple offers for $20 million bucks and is getting zero and is trying to save face.
Totally. I think there's some sort of human disconnect between Sean Payton and someone else, because 4 days ago it was Sean Payton and the Broncos. They both want each other.
According to who?
They both want each other. Ian Rappaport, I think it was.
No, that was they both want each other. That was another.
That was Cowherd.
So are you telling me that the Broncos actually never wanted Sean Payton?
No, I think they were interested in him. Then they got to know him.
And so they had the interview, and what happened?
They found out more about Sean Payton and they weren't interested.
This is for me not that hard to follow. They're interviewing Sean Payton for a reason. We all agreed that Sean Payton was a tier one candidate. About 2 weeks ago, everyone was on the same page with this.
Agreed.
Everyone.
He was not my guy, but he's tier one.
You get to the interview, something happened. It doesn't age well. There's some sort of disconnect. And this Broncos ownership group went the outset of this search was to find a head coach with experience. That was not just a buzzword. That was the central focus of their search. They hired the least inexperienced guy. I just don't believe that they got into the interview. D'Amico Ryans blew their socks off, and then they're like, oh, my God, throw everything out the window. I think that there's a little bit of truth here on both sides. That's just me.
I heard you put my name in your mouth earlier today with how does Darren McKee know X, Y, and Z?
Hold on.
Yeah,
The name in your mouth thing, that's how tough people talk. let me start there. I did say that because it wasn't just you. It was you and others saying, hey, the Broncos are worried about off-the-field stuff with Sean Payton.
I couldn't believe how many people I talked to from different paths of life that had that same message.
Yeah,
to me.
And that
it was just wild.
I know, and that's the point.
But that's how I knew it. That's why I said it, because that's what I was hearing.
No, right,
from a bunch of different people.
Right. No, but that's my point. That's my point. That in this interview, there's four people. That's it. So the fact that you and so many other people that you ran into, you just said that everyone was saying it. Well, why would everyone be saying this one sentiment from a conversation that happened very privately within four people? The answer is, that they wanted that out.
Here's the funniest thing to me is that it feels like both sides left that interview and had a totally different interpretation of it, right? It feels like they went on a blind date. Sean Payton went home and told all his friends how great it went. And the Broncos went home and told all their friends, oh, my God.
She really likes me.
This is a train wreck.
She's so into me, bro.
And then Sean Payton sitting there waiting for the call. Like, we're going to have a second date, and it doesn't happen. And his buddy's telling everybody, yeah, they're going out again on Wednesday, and that doesn't happen. And now Sean Payton's trying to make it sound like, no, I never really liked
her. Have you guys ever set up friends?
Yes.
I set up this friend, two friends, and I thought for sure. I mean, for sure it was going to work out. And she was into him after the date, and he had no interest at all. And I was like, oh, my God. Mm-hmm. And I just could not believe after the date that they had, and I'll tell you who it is off the air because you're going to love this, but I couldn't believe, like, the stories were so radically different.
Well, and
it went nowhere, obviously.
It's usually there's one person in the blind date that just won't stop talking about themselves. They think it went great because they just got to talk about themselves for 3 hours. The person who had to listen to that gibberish for 3 hours is like, oh my God, that was exhausting. That's what happened here.
I can't go all the way there. I think there's elements of what you guys are saying that are true, but I think we may be getting really far removed from, like, the essence of this whole thing. Is the Broncos' job a good job?
It's not about the Broncos picking D'Amico Ryans now. It's about D'Amico Ryans choosing between the Broncos and the Texans. And Mike Kliss's article is great because I love small, great little details. D'Amico Ryans' wife is from Houston and they have three kids. Guess who else is from Houston if you have a wife and three kids? Grandma, grandpa, aunts, uncles, cousins, friends, church, you know, whatever. So hold on a second. You mean to, and I think it's a juicy detail that D'Amico Ryans sued the Texans for $10 million for an injury he had on their turf. It went through courts for years, and it's out of court right now. And the Texans wanted to interview a dude who was suing them for the past few years for $10 million. Guys, heads up. This is not just like, hey, aren't you lucky, D'Amico Ryans? This is, you got to now sell D'Amico Ryans.
Can you imagine if D'Amico Ryans picks the Texans over the Broncos?
Exactly.
Who do they go to then?
Well, I'll tell you. You got to read Kliss's article. We better be crossing our fingers. Dan Quinn doesn't get that job in Arizona.
What if he gets the Colts job?
Oh, fine. Okay, Dan Quinn, guess who's next? We may be circling back to Sean Payton.
I don't think you can now.
It's not out of the realm of possibility. And after that is Jim Caldwell.
But that would
the Jim Caldwell press conference will be the most uninspired introduction of a Broncos head coach that I can remember. I mean, they might as well bring back Gerber. People would buy into that more than they would Jim Caldwell. I'm not saying he's a better coach.
Right. I was going to say,
people would buy into it more. Oh, my gosh, that would be a tough sell.
Yeah, that's what's going on right now, guys. It's a choice that Ryans, and there's no second interview, boys. There's no second interview. If he's here, it's because he's figured out and settled on things. There is no second interview. There's just a coronation. It's a decision he has to make. Penner, I am sure, has been talking to guys on the phone this whole time. Forget about the second interview. Rob Walton and Carrie Walton, they're not getting a vote here. It's just like, hey, nice to meet you. You're going to work for us. There are no second interviews, boys. There are none. This is what's going on right now.
Yeah, I don't know if there is or isn't, but I'll say this. The reason, D-Mac, that I mentioned to you a second ago that I don't think you can go back to Sean Payton, I think that report from Mark Maskey came from Sean Payton, and I think that's now personal.
Yeah, you might be right, because Kliss's article came out, what time, like 10:30?
Before we started.
That Mark Maskey thing came out like 2 hours
hour
later.
Yeah,
so things might have recently changed in the past 2 hours. It might just, blown it up completely.
Yeah, and I think that when you say power struggle, and we're surmising that it came from Sean Payton, if I'm one of the people that you were talking to, that's a personal slight, and I just don't think that.
No, you're probably right about that, because that things change. Things are fluid.
Yeah, very.
If D'Amico Ryans picks the Texans.
Yeah.
Jim Harbaugh just won the lottery. Because you go give Jim Harbaugh whatever it takes
he's
for
out.
Him to leave.
He's
no,
out.
No. If you,
he's out.
I don't think he's out.
He's out.
I
think, he's out, huh? He's out.
So you
yesterday
would,
he was in? I know. He's out.
Would you?
hold on.
Why?
Hold on. What changed
he's
the
out.
Last 24 hours?
He's out.
See, but you can't answer?
Mm-mm.
If you've got deep pockets, you can save face by just writing a big check.
He's out. David Shaw's out. I mean, you got to listen. David Shaw's out. Harbaugh's out. I'm telling you. First of all, it's all about DeMeco Ryans. Let's just start there.
Which is great. He's best candidate.
He's number one by a mile. It's Quinn after that. It was Peyton, but you're probably right. Things probably changed in the past couple hours. And then there's Jim Caldwell.
You're gonna have to tell me more as to why they would never go back to Jim Harbaugh. If DeMeco Ryans turns him down, then you go tell Jim Harbaugh, here's the check, fill in the amount.
Hey, I'm with you. I wrote all about it.
I don't go for it.
I'm not gonna be stunned, but I'd be pretty surprised if DeMeco Ryans chose the Texans over the Broncos.
Why? That's interesting. Why?
Because their ownership group is frowned upon largely.
But he would know them better than anybody. They
right,
drafted
and he sued
him.
Them. And that's
he sued him and they still want him.
And that's why I don't think he'll go and work there. I just don't think like...
Why would he turn down the interview with the Colts and the Cardinals then?
Because he's taking this job is what we thought, but maybe he's taking that job. He's taking one of them.
Who's going to pay him more? Cal McNair or Greg Penner?
There
well, you
go.
You can win that bidding war.
What's the magic number to move away from your wife's parents?
You might take less.
What defense?
That's pretty funny.
Give him a discount.
That's funny.
Let's not forget, he's a defensive guy at his core. Whose defense would you rather coach up, the Texans or the Broncos?
That's not
right
the
now?
Question. What quarterback would you rather have, C.J. Stroud, Bryce Young, or Russell Wilson? That's the question.
The former. I'd rather an unsettled quarterback situation than one that's ironclad settled in the wrong type of way.
Like Micah Parsons said, look at all the guys on the first-year contract, first contracts.
This is
under the bus.
This is the opposite of a rookie deal. This is the second largest contract in the sport.
It's incomparable.
Yeah.
So wait a minute. We just talked about this for 3 hours, and now we don't know anything, do we? We don't know who's going to be the head coach.
Nobody knows anything.
We don't know anything.
I wasn't...
And on
that's
that
your state of things right now.
There you
it's
go.
Not good.
Well, we'll do the best we can.
This should be a hoot.
It should be.
I must
just
kill three people
started.
On the way here.
It's, well... More details to come. It's the Drive of the Fan.
What's up, guys? Derek Wolf here. If you're trying to plan out your holiday feast this year, I've got the plan for you. Bison meat for my friends at Great Range Premium Bison. Bison meat will add a unique flavor to everything from your holiday meals to your tailgate chili, and it's healthier than other red meats, too. It's flavorful, clean, and hearty with some nice, sweet-tasting undertones. I'm telling you guys, once you try it, you'll be hooked. Plus, you can check out tons of awesome recipes at greatrangebison.com. So pick some up today at your local grocery store. Trust me, you'll love the taste of Great Range Premium Bison this holiday season.
Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive with Super Bowl 50 champion Derek Wolf and D-Mac.
Yeah, the Cowboys did like blow out a bunch of guys, right, KJ? Do you have it in front of you, who they fired? Because I just don't have my computer fired up. Yeah, the Cowboys. Hey, the Cowboys are not going to fire Mike McCarthy. They just what's that? You're too funny, dude. You got to turn your mic up. Don't curse. Just be cool.
Listen, if I don't get some food.
We'll get some food. I wasn't joking about those chips. Those chips are all right.
Yeah, well, Zach took them because, you know, Zach.
Oh, they're probably his chips.
Yeah.
Oh, well, then.
Zach probably wanted those chips, and when you tried to give them to me, it was probably like.
That's probably bad, yeah. Sorry about that, Zach. That's right. They're probably his chips. What? Hey, I got some a sack of nuts in there and you know, like peanuts. It's a small sack. You know what I'm saying? I keep it on the counter. I keep my small sack of nuts on the counter.
All right.
Okay, would you just go get that small sack of nuts and just give it to Derek? It's just right there on the shelf. Okay. I mean, I can do it myself.
No,
I mean,
no.
You know where
we
I keep
it.
That small sack of nuts? Get some raisins in there. They're all those shriveled up raisins. Right there. You know where it is, Drew.
You're bringing in those are good.
I was looking in the adventure pack. That's, there's no snacks in here. Nothing.
I got, listen, do you got it? I know I have a small sack of cranberry nuts in there. You got it? Yeah, look at that. There you go. A small sack of nuts. Right there. That'll make you feel better. That's something.
It's something.
It's something. It's better than nothing.
It's better than somebody losing their life today.
It's something. It'll tide you over for a little bit.
The drive over here was interesting.
Huh?
Madman out there.
Just, hey, Derek, you're in a safe space. And there you go. Putting the small sack of nuts in his mouth.
Salty.
Yeah, there you go. I told you, they're yummy. Filled with protein. Filled with protein. Who are the coaches that got fired from the Cowboys, KJ? Who you got there?
All right, so we got offensive line coach Joe Philbin, if you remember that name.
Sure, of course. See you later, Joe.
Assistant defensive line coach Leon Lett.
Leon Lett!
Yeah.
Woo! Don Beebe's coming for you, Leon.
Assistant head coach Rob Davis.
Okay.
Quality control analyst coach. Ooh.
Ooh.
Cal Valero.
Go nerd up somewhere else, I guess.
And yeah, I think that's... I think that's it.
All right, well, it's not Mike McCarthy. I guess that's the point.
I'm so tired of talking about coaches.
You can bring up something else if you want.
Hey, but that's a problem. There's nothing else to talk about.
It's 2:18.
It's only been for 18 minutes.
Smooth 3 hours and 42 minutes left.
I got a Jimmy John sandwich on its way.
I can't wait till that gets here.
Not me neither.
Make that three.
I came in here running hot. Dude, I'm telling you, when I don't get to, like, when my routine gets screwed up,
mm-hmm.
It's not good.
I see.
I don't like it. Yesterday, my workout got cut in half because I don't know why.
Stuff happens.
I don't know. I can't remember. It was just...
Yep.
And then today, I kept pushing it, and then finally I was like, well, now I have to go to work.
We have breaking news. I hope it's not about a coach.
It is not.
No,
it's not.
Thank God.
It's about the Broncos owner. So
we Broncos owner?
We got a report earlier that Sean Payton was potentially worried about the fear of a power struggle. It is reported by Mark Mask that it is not Condoleezza Rice because their interactions have been amazing. He's loved his interactions.
Oh, I know what happened there.
Condoleezza Rice. So we kind of limited it down to who it may be now.
Did we even see Condi throughout the season? What power struggle is he talking about?
He's Mark Mask from the Washington Post. I'm sure he's a good person.
But, more like Mark, you know what?
But this dude could not be more off with his original reporting if he tried.
Maybe he should just hang it up.
The Panthers are no longer an option for Sean Payton. Well, yeah, they just hired Frank Reich earlier today, but okay. And there was an issue with Payton's interview with the Broncos. Payton likes the idea of coaching Russell Wilson and having that defense, but fears a potential power struggle with a member of the ownership group. Let me recap.
Where did he get that from?
Let me recap who was in the interview with Sean Payton. Condoleezza Rice, Greg Penner, George Payton. George Payton is not an owner of the team. So if this report is right, Sean Payton feared a power struggle with Condoleezza Rice or Greg Penner. So Mark Mass boldly and bravely is now reporting that it wasn't Condoleezza Rice. So Mark Mass is, I guess, sticking by the fact that Sean Payton feared a power struggle with Greg Penner.
Condoleezza Rice.
This is such what Sean Payton is doing right now is
the crazy thing is we haven't really heard anything from him.
You know what we heard? He ain't getting the job in Carolina. He ain't getting the job in Indy. He's not going to get that job in Arizona. And boy, oh boy, is he on the well, listen, man, he was a deep discount dollar bin barely there candidate 3 hours ago, and I'm gonna guess he's out the door now. I'm gonna guess he's completely out the door now. This is an insane thing for him to feed to a reporter.
Who is feeding this to them?
well, Sean Payton's feeding this crap to this guy, and he's obviously got, you know, his buddy, Colin Cowherd, who is his mouthpiece. And talk about a dude, Sean Payton, who overplayed his hand.
Oh, big time.
And trying to make it sound like he was afraid of a power struggle between him and Greg Penner, a dude that didn't want any of this hassle.
None.
Ah, this was supposed to be fun.
This was supposed to be a toy.
This was supposed to, yeah, what are we doing here?
It's like
here?
A midlife crisis car.
Yeah, man, this isn't what Greg, you're not going to have a power struggle with Greg Penner. Greg Penner's just trying to figure out where the bathrooms are at the facility. He's brand new to this crap. You're not going to have a power struggle with him.
A power struggle, that's made up. I bet it was Condoleezza Rice that, like, yeah, was threatening to him because she's a powerful woman. So he's like, I'm threatened by powerful women.
Right, there's a power struggle. Condoleezza Rice must be wondering what the hell she
and then he was like, oh, I got better back off on that one. Don't want to be politically incorrect here.
The career meltdown of Sean Payton is of epic proportions.
Oh,
right
man,
now.
He might get fired from everything and just have no
seriously,
job.
Seriously, if you're Fox Sports and you're looking at this, are you like, why do we have this guy in the first place?
Yeah, his like allure, and he's being discredited, really, is what's happening.
I have never seen somebody get torpedoed like he's been torpedoed in the past few days.
Karma comes back around.
He was the number one. He's
all
trying.
His buds.
He's
trying to drag them all down with him.
Dude, I'm not.
He's like, I didn't say that about Condi.
I can't believe how many people have reached out to me.
Not Condi. I'm not afraid of her.
How many people have reached out to me to, like, rip him personally? I'm like, wow, really? Okay. I don't know any of that. Nothing.
So he's not liked. Ego guy. Sounds like to me.
It sounds like he's
Hollywood guy.
It sounds like through Mark Maskey, it sounds like he's trying to apologize to Condoleezza Rice. I mean, I'm telling you who you should apologize to.
And last but not least, I want to apologize to you, Turbo. You
that's who he needs to apologize Turbo. To.
We still don't know who Turbo. We don't know who the coaches are. We don't know who Turbo is. It's out of control.
And where's your sandwich?
It's not going to be here for probably another 10
all right, well, you just made it through that segment, so there you go. Two
barely.
Down. You got through it, though. You're doing all right. Hang in there, because we got Nathaniel Hackett being hired by the Jets.
J-E-T-S. Jets.
This is a great one, dude. This is a great one. And yeah, the reason why he got hired? Oh,
because they're trying to bring Aaron Rodgers there.
It's the drive on the fan.
It's The Drive with Super Bowl 50 champion Derek Wolf and T-Mac on Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan. Wait till I get you on for good looking.
Going out so hot, just JT. Dragging up it. And I'll burn myself, I just had to touch it. Oh, what a beautiful day out there, T-Mac. It's so fine. So fine here in January. It's so nice. Let it ride there. Baby, we don't mind all the watching. Roll that window down a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Because if it's close, well, close, they might learn something. She ain't nothing but a little doozy when she does it. Flow with it, Derek. Just ride it. I'm just...
So how do I get here?
Just ride. Tonight. Oh! And as long as I got my suit and tie, I'm going to leave it off on the floor tonight. The Jets hire Nathaniel Hackett. The story of the Jets hiring Nathaniel Hackett is just so fantastic. Guess how many candidates interviewed for that job? Offensive coordinator of the New York Jets. Guess how many candidates?
2.
15.
That's just facts.
15 candidates.
And I bet Hackett was in there selling the same ice cream he was selling here. Listen, guys, I know you got the quarterback issue. I got the solution.
Here's what he said. Why he got it, according to Robert Saleh, ability to connect with players, innovative teaching techniques, play calling experience, proven production in the run game, and has won with an average quarterback and an elite quarterback. Does not include which Russell Wilson is in that statement right there. Well, he didn't win with Russ, so we're going to throw that away. Then it goes on, according to Albert Breer. There's the acknowledgement that Denver was a mess for Hackett. So everybody with the Jets and maybe the NFL is just saying, hey, dude, bro, broski, we get it. Sorry. Are you okay?
Are you okay, Nathaniel? Like, we get
it. Blaming Russ.
But Saleh's own background with Hackett and having worked with Hackett when he called plays at the end of 2016 helped cut through that. More or less, the Jets saw that Hackett lost a political war in Denver.
Great eyes. Great eyes.
A political war.
Words from Albert Breer.
I mean, that would explain why old General Jerry Lee was up there.
That's right. Slaying souls. Being laughed out of the building at the end.
Yeah.
But what does that tell you about what Hackett sold to the Jets? How did he sell that pen?
He blamed everybody else but himself. That's why he did it. He was probably like, look, man, they didn't. They had Russell Wilson over there just running the show.
Mm-hmm.
He's got his own coach. He's calling his own plays, putting his own game plan in.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you threw Russ under the bus.
Guaranteed.
And that was the political war.
And he had no choice.
He had to save his job.
Remember when I asked Hackett late in the season, I go, is there any scenario where you would take Russ out because somebody else would give you a better chance to win? And he goes, right now, no. Right now, no. And then he circled the block to get rid of the right now. Because he thought right now was too harsh.
Because somebody told him Russ didn't like that.
He did it on his own. I know he did it on his own because he almost went back up to the podium to do it. But he had the instincts. He knew he might have made a mistake right there. It's like a deeper, you know, inbred sort of thing that he realized, ooh, I went too far.
Inbred?
Well, yeah.
I don't know about inbred.
Hackett threw Russ under the bus, Derek, with the Jets. And guess what, dude? The Jets just were like, we
but don't you think he's selling the Aaron Rodgers?
Of course.
They're trying to steal our plan. And it didn't work here. It's not going
to
work.
They're trying to steal our plan.
I mean,
there's no doubt about it.
I could see Aaron Rodgers being like, you know what? New York. Go live in New York for a
little while. Well, he's not going to have a choice. What? Does he have a no trade in his deal? Maybe he does have a no trade. He may. But listen, the Packers are moving on. It's over for Rodgers. And the Packers have.
Would have been nice if they had just made that decision last year.
Well, they didn't know. They were still trying to win Super Bowls. Rodgers was trying to win MVPs. He got one. Nah, he's trying to hang on to his pal, Devontae Adams. He's now with the Raiders, having fun there.
For a guy that doesn't even have a vote.
But they drafted Jordan Love, and you can see what the Packers are doing. They had Rodgers on the bench for a few years with Favre, right? And then Favre goes to the Jets and the Vikings. And they bring in Rodgers, who was sitting on the bench. Dude, I think they're probably thinking the exact same thing. Like, we just got to make it work with this Jordan Love guy. And see ya. I have no doubts Aaron Rodgers is going to get dealt. And the Jets, Derek, are the only team besides the Broncos to miss the playoffs longer than the Broncos. 12 straight years. They've tried two highly drafted quarterbacks. They're at the end of their rope. So to pay $50 million to get Aaron Rodgers for a couple years, they have gone 12 years without making the playoffs. We're at 7. We're second. They're at 12. Can you imagine if we go, fellas, another 5 years without making the playoffs?
I can imagine that. And the look at the AFC.
Look at the AFC.
And look at the AFC West.
And this is what
I promise you. You think that Vegas is going to bring some slouch quarterback in there?
I think it's going to be Tom Brady
or Jimmy Garoppolo.
Or Jimmy Garoppolo, yes.
Because
yes.
Josh McDaniels
Agreed.
Knows how to get him going.
Be one of those two dudes. And we got Russ.
I mean, we might just get shocked, and it's I can't imagine Aaron Rodgers and Josh McDaniels having a good relationship. Like, I just don't see that.
Aaron Rodgers and Josh McDaniels? Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah.
I see Nathaniel Hackett and Aaron Rodgers having a good relationship.
I think they're having a great relationship.
And if I'm Rodgers, if I want to just sort of, it is kind of crazy the similarities now between him and Favre if he goes to the Jets. I mean, that is wild. But it's not like Favre had success with the Jets. Not, you know, didn't win a Super Bowl or anything, but, you know, he didn't fail.
I mean, they went to the playoffs.
They went to the playoffs. I forget how well they did in the playoffs. He went to the playoffs. Favre went to the playoffs with the Vikings, too. You know,
NFC Championship.
Joe Montana left the 49ers and went to the AFC Championship with the Chiefs. Nobody remembers that. That happened. I mean, it's not like it hasn't happened before. Peyton Manning leaves the Colts and wins the Super Bowl with the Broncos. Listen, you've had
to two of them.
If you're one of the greatest of all times, Derek,
there is a possibility of you went Tom Brady goes to the Bucks. The truth is just Russell Wilson isn't one of the greatest of all time, okay? But it's not impossible if you're the greatest of all time or one of them that you could have late career success in the right place. Rodgers could, can you imagine Rodgers? How about that? Mr. Ayahuasca. Mr. Vaccine. In New York City, baby. What could go wrong? Who's here for those press conferences? I saw Rodgers on McAfee, and he was acknowledging it. He was talking about how he's the villain because of, you know, all his stuff. Oh, man.
It's, I think
just,
he's a bum.
It's just so funny. I mean, I thought he was a WT weasel turd from the beginning, but I mean, I'm loving it now. I am rooting for Aaron Rodgers to who doesn't want to see that? Aaron Rodgers with Nathaniel Hackett? Derek, they stole our plan.
Feels great, baby.
Those dirt bags. And guess what? It's going to fail miserably, probably. Or it might work out great.
And this is the drama.
Which is probably what's going to happen. They're going to get Aaron Rodgers, and what we wanted to happen here is going to happen there, and we're going to miss the playoffs again.
And then
and again, and again, and again. And then we're going to get a first pick, and finally Russ will be gone, and everything will be fine.
And now the Broncos.
Boom, we're done with the show. Let's go. See ya.
This is why it's so juicy, though. This is why I love it. People like accuse me of like clickbait and TMZ and all that. Hey, man, I'm just a fly on the wall for this crap.
Yeah,
this is why the NFL rules, man. This is why the NFL is so awesome.
Drama.
Oh my
Non-stop
god.
Non-stop drama.
Non-stop.
You know why? Because it's scripted.
I'll tell you what looks scripted.
Don't tell Roger. I said
I'll tell you. Hey, you want to know what looks scripted? You want me to give you a little conspiracy theory?
Yes.
How about Bucks by 12? Over the Nuggets, up by 11, and everybody on both teams, even though the game's over with a minute, taking threes. That looks scripted. Nuggets ended up losing by 8. But usually at ends of games, they just dribble it out. 11 points with a minute to go. Both teams hucking up three-pointers. If that doesn't get your radar up a little bit, I don't know what will. Nuggets hit one. Jeff Green hit one to make it 8, not 11. The spread was 12. And here come the Bucks right down the court, barreling up for a three-pointer. Really? What are you doing there, Bucks? And here come the Nuggets. We're going to take another three at the end?
But
you want to talk about something fishy.
I agree, but that game was scrappy from the beginning, man.
I get it, but let's look at the end. And when Drew pointed out before we left, the spread had gone to 12 points. If not 8, 12, right, Drew? It went to 12. Not 8, 12. But 8 was a number originally. And there they are, hucking up three-pointers, and the Nuggets lose by 8? And then Michael Malone comes out and is just bombing on the NBA about their back-to-backs, and we're sitting guys out left and right, and schedule losses, Derek? You want to think about something that looks, I'm not saying it is, but you want something that looks crooked? Look at that game last night.
That's them trying to say, bird to your spread here. We want to play less games.
It was fishy as
as old fish.
It was fishy as old fish. It was fishy as old fish.
It wasn't very fresh.
Not fresh.
That's like, you know, my wife, when we go to a restaurant and she orders any kind of like seafood, is it fishy? And it used to make me crazy.
Is she ordering fish?
Yes.
Yeah, fish is going to be fishy. I know what she's meaning.
She means is it fresh.
Oh, I thought you meant as a stanky.
Yeah, does it stink? But it only stinks if it's not fresh.
Oh, okay.
Usually.
That's a heck of a question. What is the restaurant supposed to say? Don't get the fish.
Oh, no, it's great.
We're at Tommy's Seafood House. Order the salad, miss. Is it fishy? I get some bread. Okay, I can see Chris Farley is the waiter. I don't get the fish here. But it's Tommy's Seafood House. Hey, get the bread. You look like you could use a salad. Ooh, the salmon? It's orange. All right. So here we are. I'll make this one for you today. We'll get through it. Your sandwich has got to be here. How's your small bag of nuts? Is that a?
Oh, it was.
I mean, it did something, didn't it? Did it help?
For a second.
Jake Shapiro will tell us about that Nuggets game last night. Coming up next, it was fishy.
No doubt about it. That's next.
You're listening to The Drive with Super Bowl 50 champion Derek Wolf and D-Mac on Denver's sports station, 104.3 The Fan.
I mean, it was just supposed to be fun. And now Rob Walton has to do second interviews? And now Rob Walton finds out, like, wait a second, we're competing with the Texans? What the hell is Rob Walton going to talk to D'Amico Ryans about? Do you hunt quail? I don't know. You got to turn it on. Something's got to happen.
It is on. There it goes. Yeah, thank you. See, it wasn't my fault.
No, I know it was.
I can't hear the snare in my headphones.
You trying to throw KJ under the bus right there?
No.
It sounded like that to me. KJ, did Derek just try to throw you under the bus right there?
No, he was just calling out the facts. So.
Yeah, I just...
Why are you wearing those stupid headphones? Really, I you know what? I got a little vacation. My timing is terrible, by the way. So I'm going through all this, and I figure I haven't taken, like, just a vacation day since, like, training camp. And I'm like, hey, by the end of January, they certainly will have their coach. I mean, it'll be done, right? My kid's playing, you know, a little college baseball. I figure I'll be fine in late January. Guess where I'm going to?
California.
I'm going to Santa Clara.
No.
Specifically, I'll actually be in Santa Clara.
Back to the scene of the crime.
I will be back to the scene. I'm staying in a hotel 2 miles from the stadium. I should do a little spying with D'Amico Ryans, huh, man? I should do a little sneaky peek. Try to talk to D'Amico.
Well, see, like, he's going to get arrested for.
I think they're flying out to Philly tomorrow.
I get it, but they got to come back one way or the other.
You can just wait at the airport trying to catch him.
That's right. How freaking funny would that be? You know, I'll hold up a sign with my kid. You know, I traveled 3,000 miles to see D'Amico Ryans. Will you sign an autograph? And then I got him.
Then you got him.
Yay, D'Amico!
But but your one question you ask better be...
Wouldn't that be hysterical if I dressed up in a bunch of Broncos gear and just waited for the 49ers? Yay, D'Amico! D'Amico!
Especially if they lose, it'd be real bad.
And here is the truth. Here's where we are today. Great job by Mike Kliss. It's D'Amico Ryans. But it's going to be a competition with the Texans. We'll get into it with a big story of the day. But let's do a heat check with our guy, Jake Shapiro from DenverSports.com. Jake, Michael Malone. Let me play a little Michael Malone about this ridiculous NBA schedule.
The league has an impossible job. I mean, you're not going to keep 30 teams happy with the schedule. But with that being said, I think Philadelphia played tonight. They don't play again until Saturday, I believe. We played tonight. We don't play again until Saturday. They're setting that game up for Nikola Jokic, Joel Embiid, ABC. So those players will likely be available. To your point, this is a team, in the last 5 years, Milwaukee's won more games than anybody. We've won more games than anybody in the Western Conference. Giannis is a two-time MVP. Nicole's a two-time MVP. To have this game the second night of a back-to-back, not a national TV game, and a lot of our guys weren't able to play tonight, you know, you would hope that they would set this game up to be a little bit more of a marquee matchup.
Wow. Jake, what's your reaction to that?
I said it yesterday. I thought the NBA did a really bad job on scheduling this game, not only with where the Nuggets are at their schedule, but they had two other marquee games last night, and the Nuggets were caught right in the middle, not on national TV, while those games were on ESPN. D-Mac, this isn't even the first time this has happened with the Bucks. I think three of the last 4 years when Denver has traveled to Milwaukee, they have been on either the first half or the second half of back-to-back. So, like, we have not really had a Jokic versus Giannis battle in Milwaukee that, like, we can remember for all time and forever. And Malone's absolutely right. Meanwhile, you know, the NBA schedule makers have a really hard job. A lot of these teams play in arenas with, you know, split responsibilities, whether it's like the Marquette Golden Eagles out there in Milwaukee or if it's the Avalanche and the Mammoth here. So it's a really impossible task. But you would think that, hey, maybe throw that back-to-back against Oklahoma City, not against, hey, we've got two MVPs going against each other. So, yeah, it's really frustrating from a fan perspective that we didn't get to see that game. But from the Nuggets' perspective, I'm extremely happy that they're starting to do the load management thing with some of their guys because I don't care what happens right now. I care what happens in May.
Derek, what's your feeling on load management? First of all, it's fun to say, load management. But second of all, the concept
very important.
Is just resting.
Manage that load.
No doubt about it. If you don't, you're in trouble.
Sometimes you got to clean the pipes.
You like it or you don't like it?
Love it.
Love it?
Yeah. I think it's important. Listen, I think it's important that when you play so many games throughout a season that you do have to do that. Mm. You want to rectify that? Get rid of some of the games.
Easy.
Easy move.
Yep.
I mean, how many people are really watching these games anyways on TV?
The non-national TV games? And you're talking
if you're the Nuggets and nobody.
Well, right, because you got a TV issue here in Denver, and you're in a small market in Milwaukee.
An issue? It's a disaster.
You really had a game that basically nobody saw. I mean, you know, relatively, Jake. You really did. You had a game nobody saw last night.
Yeah, and even if this was on TV locally to everyone, you'd have tens of thousands, maybe 100,000 people watching in best-case scenario. But, yeah, this should have been on national TV. They should have set this game up better. It's a shame that it wasn't. But, you know, Derek's right. The load management stuff is really good for the players. He can speak to that better than me. He was a professional athlete. But what I will tell you is I don't think that shortening the season would have a significant impact on load management. Yeah, cutting back on some of these back-to-back and three games and four nights would. But I think you would ultimately, no matter what, have guys resting, you know, 20 to 10% of the season, no matter the length of it.
All right, great job, Jake. We'll read the latest and greatest at denversports.com about the Nuggets. They do play Philly on Saturday. That's a big game. We do have some breaking news. Dan Quinn, according to Tom Pelissero, has told Derek, all interested teams, that he's going to go back with the Cowboys. Dan Quinn is pulling himself out of consideration for the job for the Cardinals and the Broncos. Dan Quinn, from what I could tell, reading Mike Kliss's article, was a serious candidate, if not the number two candidate behind DeMeco Ryans. Dan Quinn has just said to everybody, after the Cowboys fired five different coaches today, that he's sticking around just to be their DC. He must be feeling something. He must be feeling a vibe there with Jerry Jones and Mike McCarthy. He's got to be feeling, maybe I should stick around this joint.
Yeah. It's Dallas. Who doesn't want to live in Dallas?
He's feeling something.
It's a great place to live. Their facilities are unbelievable down there.
He must feel like he's this close to being their head coach.
I think he thinks that if they do another, it's going to be like a John Fox situation. Mm-hmm. You know, they do another 12-win, not win in the playoff thing.
Like, I would rather.
He's going to sneak in there and take that
job. And he gets highly paid anyways. How much does he make a year? Like 4 or 5, something like that? He's one of the highest paid coordinators.
And he's a coordinator. He doesn't have to do the head coach stuff.
No, he's got a good defense. And he's got Micah Parsons.
And we could be talking about all this. Maybe he's looking for the future. No, maybe he just likes what he's doing.
True.
And he likes the money. And he's like, I don't want to move to Denver.
Either.
And coach Russell Wilson.
Hey, guys, Dan Quinn makes $4.5 million a year.
Wow. Yeah, he's making great money. And guess what? No state income tax.
So Dan Quinn is out. He's out. He's out for the Cardinals. He's out for the Broncos. The Panthers have hired Frank Reich. Colin Cowherd is spinning tails, and they're this Maskey guy is spinning this Sean Payton garbage. And DeMeco Ryans is the number one guy, likely for the Broncos and the Texans. Big story of the day coming your way next.
What's up, guys? Derek Wolf here. If you're trying to plan out your holiday feast this year, I've got the plan for you. Bison meat from my friends at Great Range Premium Bison. Bison meat will add a unique flavor to everything from your holiday meals to your tailgate chili, and it's healthier than other red meats, too. It's flavorful, clean, and hearty with some nice, sweet-tasting undertones. I'm telling you guys, once you try it, you'll be hooked. Plus, you can check out tons of awesome recipes at greatrangebison.com. So pick some up today at your local grocery store. Trust me, you'll love the taste of Great Range Premium Bison this holiday season.